You can sprinkle small tongues. Libribe. Then God gives you back. Magic. Whoa. Then you come out and say, God is in this place. I said, God is in this place. Because of material things, God is in this place. So if you didn't get back, God was not in this place till you got back material things. God is now in this place. God is not here because of money. The richest people on earth are not born again. So mind yourself. You don't need God to have money. In fact, if you want to have more money, dump God. Don't you know? There's a man that was in this Uyo. They called him Akman Satan. Who has heard of him? First son of Satan. Have you heard that he said he went to God for money? God didn't give him. Wasted time. So he went to Satan. Satan gave him. Good. Have you heard that those houses he built with Satan money, that they lie empty and all his children are rubbish? That's Satan's blessing. That's how it works. There's a way Satan blesses you. This is how Mammon looks. Have you seen him before? We've seen Mammon. Well dressed. Neat. Good looking. Well, when he landed, he was an ugly thing. Then he changed. Bah. Walked into a church. 2016. Walked into a church. Everybody was like, as though it's the Messiah that is passing. Walked by, very hands, good looking, smooth. His perfume was fame. Walked into the pastor's office, dropped a suitcase of money. Pastor removed his ring of authority and key and gave him. He took it, walked out. He does this in churches everywhere. Very successful. Mammon. Mammon is a second tier ruling power. These are the guys that rule the world. Doesn't have horns. Wears a suit. Carries a briefcase. When Howard Pittman saw him in the 70s when he died, he saw exactly. He said he was a businessman in a suitcase. Correct looking guy. Meanwhile, everywhere he's running back. God said what? Do honest business. Be a normal person. Whether you're selling fish, I don't care what you do. Be honest and straightforward. If you please God and you're free of curses, you will do well. If you're diligent and faithful to the people you serve and you have God's favor on you, you'll be fine. He'll provide all your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. He will. I've lived it. I've seen it. I know it. Acting as though God is a traitor. And that's how I serve God. God will not abandon me. God does not abandon his own. The righteous will not beg for bread. So if you're begging for bread, you're not righteous. Stop it. Check yourself. Something is off. There's disobedience. So you have tampered with righteousness and therefore God has reached down and blown on the work of your hands. Understand it. Don't question God. Ask God, please show me. I must be missing something. Don't say, God, you must be wrong. God cannot be wrong. God has never been wrong. Are we clear? God is not a magician. All over, they told people, if you sow, you reap. If you give money, you get money. No. Let me help someone quickly. You don't sow money. You sow kindness. And it may come in the form of money or food or clothes or something. It's kindness you sow. Why? Because kindness is a fruit with a seed inside it. Genesis chapter 1, he made every tree according to its kind with the fruit and the seed inside that has the capacity to reproduce after its kind. You don't sow money. Money is not recognized spiritual legal tender. Money is not recognized in the spirit. It can be used for good or evil. It is not money that is the fruit or the seed. It is kindness. It is love. It is patience. You're going to buy him another pen again. After how many times? Long suffering. Oh. Let's just endure and finish. How much is the pen? 100 naira. What you just gave is called long suffering. It's not 100 naira. When you're an earthly natural person, you don't see things right. See things how they are. See it with God's eyes. He didn't see money. He saw kindness. Or he saw the price of a prostitute. Say, no. No, the man was kind to her. No, the man paid her for sexual services. Don't be silly. Was not kind to her. He was buying her body. Was not kind to her. He was paying for her flesh. That was not kindness. There was not an iota of kindness in him. If it is kindness, he would have done it for his wife's cousin. He hasn't, because he had tried to hit on her then and she had rejected him. It's not kindness. It's not kindness. If he's kind, would he be kind to his own child? It's not kindness. So that money he gave was not, stop thinking about it as money. Think of its purpose. What did he give it for? That money that exchanged, and what was it for? Kindness is what you sowed. You didn't sow money. You showed kindness. Or you sowed greed. And that's what MMM was. And a lot of Bitcoin nonsense. That's all. You sowed greed. And you reaped greed. The person you sowed into is greedier than you. He doesn't care whose money you used. One fellow took his parents' retirement funds. How much was it? 400 and something thousand, 800 and something thousand dollars. This is their money for, do you understand 800 and something thousand dollars? That is his two parents, they've retired after years of service. And he wrote there in the message that they are discussing, not Nigerians, they are discussing how to go for vacation. What shall he do? Because he had lost all, every dime. Now, the only good thing with his own story is that he had told his parents before investing, but they had no clue that it had all disappeared. Why do you think when they kill the people behind these Bitcoin things, the police don't search too hard? You don't know? They'll be sent there. They find them in pieces. They kill them in exotic islands. They shoot them dead. The police don't worry too much about finding who did it. Because maybe the policeman lost one. Say, nonsense. That fellow that they took to prison is lucky if he survives. They usually disappear them. They don't know. They disappear. They die. The people behind, there's multiple such things. The people disappear. That's why those are why it stays secret. No one comes out and says we are selling an NFT, a non-fungible token. You hear something that sounds like fungus, you go and buy. NFT, what is that? A picture. This thing. So when you buy it, you now own it. I remember asking, so that means I can't use that picture. If I say, no, you can use it, but it's now in his name. I don't get. And the person that sold it, was he the one that took the original picture? No. Then who did you pay to, eh? A picture that the whole world owns. Yes. Okay. So I now paid for it. So it will be said it's my own. Yes. So what will now happen? Can't you see madness is not a sign of good health? Then one actor, one actress sits on TV and says, oh yeah, so I got a few NFTs. Yeah, the talking monkey. Yeah, disaster girl. Yeah. Okay. You see a group of people. How many of you have heard when you see a group of people moving in a direction, don't just join. Then after 4 kilometers, you say, where will they go? Where are we going? What did you just join? Everybody's doing now. So what? Are you a bee? Is it a hive mind? Who is this now? Be convinced now. I want to close. Be convinced. Be convinced. Don't let me convince you. What's your problem? In fact, go and do what you like. What's my business? Holy Spirit, loose me. Let me go. Go and do what you like. Leave me alone. I'm hungry. I'm going to end this meeting. Do anything you like in this world. Do anything you like with your money. I don't even know why God loves people. Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, why do he leave them alone? They do what they like. Maybe it's because of children. Listen to me. All this is an attempt to convince you. I don't have to use the Bible. I've used common sense, but I've tossed in Bible for you. You sowed greed. You wanted magic money. You wanted to drop some money. 50,000, 100 will come back. Why? Why should it come back? You haven't answered. Why should 100 come back to you? Think about it. Your fathers, years ago, till they joined Bitcoin and lost. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the stories we hear. Oh, God. Oh, grown up. Oh, disaster upon disaster. Turn left, turn right. Whole families. Why on earth you think money is pouring from the sky? They used to call them shares. And they will get dividend. And they will put in some money, small from their salary. And once in a while, they may get back 2,000 naira a year. Once a year. They will declare dividend. Nigerian Breweries, Mobil, Unilever, dividend. Ah, but my father had money, so he bought a lot of shares. Not me. I'm giving an example. Oh, so my father, I don't know what tiny things. You know, some may have bought it from second university days. Well, I don't know. But tiny things those days, you see three naira. 50 naira. In a year, once a year, they'll declare dividend. Am I correct, Brother Mike? Once a year, you should be a stockbroker. Once a year, they'll call you and tell you, okay, your money got back, you got 25,000. Once a year. Ah, now sat down at the computer. They say, no, maybe in 1 month's time, maximum, but 2 weeks. You put in 50K and get 50K. You can't see your brain is the brain of a thief. And then you want the punishment of who? A pastor? A thief. The method you measure. You see, as I'm saying it, I don't know why I'm so passionate. But amongst other things, all I'm trying to get you to see is, can't you see it is wrong? Why do you think those big, excuse me, does Mobil, ExxonMobil have money? Is it the richest oil company on earth? Who said? Who said it's not? Is it you? Is it you that's the biggest company on earth? ExxonMobil. Who has more money than ExxonMobil? Which oil company? Shell. Check. Thank God for the internet. But you know the books may be cooked. Oh, you can never know anything that's true. This world. Who is old enough to have remembered that company that Accenture came out of? They just declared the best year so ever. Meanwhile, they are crashed. I remember 1995-96 because I remember looking at Time magazine, my dad's Time magazine. I was reading it, and they had this new building. Ah, beautiful. They seem so wealthy. Meanwhile, under was nothing. No, it's not. Aramco is the richest. Saudi Aramco now. After that, who? ExxonMobil. Saudi Aramco does not qualify. I hope you know why. It's owned by a country. So it is ExxonMobil. Who is that Shell person? What's it? Where is Shell? Number what? Number four. Don't think because I know Bible, I don't know anything. Stop it. ExxonMobil is the biggest. ExxonMobil is a piece of Standard Oil. It's a piece. One person owned it all. Ah, Rockefeller, you just did. Back to where I was. Where was I? Do you think Mobil has money? Now that you're convinced they are the biggest, even if they were the 10th. How come they don't give their shareholders magic money? Use your head. Heads are for using. People buy shares in ExxonMobil and they don't give them back stupendous returns, even though they are the richest oil company on earth. Then you gave your money to a nothing. Where do you think they will get back? This is my question. Why I want to cry. Where do you think, when you put it, where do you think it will come back from? That's the only question I'm asking you. Someone tell me. Who has invested in Bitcoin in any of these things before? This thing. Raise your hand now. You have invested before. Raise your hand. God is watching you. Good. Out of all of you now, where raise hands? So, answer me, one of you at least. Where did you think the money, when you put in money, where did you think it was going to come back from? That is one question I'm asking. Give him the mic.
Actually, I did the permutation. It's actually from other people.
You estimated it to come from other people?
Mathematically, just from other people. That's all.
So, the thief-free, you see the man of the thief. Good. Now, I'm asking for someone that was more righteous. In your mind, you thought, well, that's what I'm asking for. It's a sincere question. Where did you think these magical returns would come from? I'm serious. Okay, the person that trained you in this thing, what did they say will bring you back money? Yes, tell me. I've not been involved, so I don't know. I was just walking on the road. I got this knowledge. Yes? Someone, you say something.
The system would generate the money, like back then, like, you know, I was innocent quite then.
I think you're mixing the word naive.
Yes, naive, yes. So I thought the system would generate the money. So after the first day, that was iCharity. So I thought maybe it's the system would generate. So I went out with that passion, In fact, I was, and I had this reputation in school back then, so people trusted that since I was the one, so they joined. So, after the first 2 days or 3 days, system did not... they said system will bring people under me. Okay, that's it. System will bring people under me. So, I thought, okay, it's going to come, but I think I didn't release it. So, at the end of the day, I realized it was my reputation in a sense that brought people under me. And then, but mine was really fast because the whole school kind of trusted me, like, you know, so.
Oh, your so, Christian testimony. Oh, God.
So, but many people trusted, and it was until I met someone that, and the person told me, quoted that scripture that talks about getting quick, like
quick money.
Yes, quick money.
That to fly away.
I told him that I am making this money in a very proper way. That I'm convincing people that that's the work
yes.
I'm putting in. So I argued, but I think the Holy Spirit just calmed me down and told me, listen. And so I went back and told people I'm not joining. It was the next day or so, because by the time they started calling me, Sam, when someone wants to join, they will like join under another person. They would tell the person, how sure are you of this thing? Because I think we were hot by MMM around that time. I can't really remember. But they say, Samuel Morris is part of this thing. So they would join like that. So, but by the time I left, I think a day or two after, everything crashed. Yes.
Did people give you money?
They had given me money. Like before then, like.
Did you withdraw it?
Yes, I had.
You have withdrawn. 2 days later, I crashed.
Yes, I had withdrawn. Like I was thinking of leaving permanent sites, coming to town campus, creating an office, like big dreams. Like
okay, so but you didn't answer our question. You told us your story. You didn't tell us where you thought the money.
So I thought the system, like when I joined, when I had joined back then.
What do you mean by system?
Like I had
that is that money.
So I thought the system would bring people.
Not people. Like, where do you think?
Okay, I didn't think about that part. I didn't really think about that part.
Wait. Everybody here knows how money works now. Money goes to somebody. Someone does something with money. Maybe invest. Do you know how when you put money in a bank? Do you know your bank has investments possibly with Elon Musk, Tesla? Do you know your bank may be banking, doing a business with Barclays of London, may be invested in Cadbury chocolate? Oh, I didn't come here to teach economics now. Do you know the money you put in a bank has traveled to all parts of the earth? That those bank managers, those big boys, that they are in deals, flying to and fro, entering deals with your money, whether it's pension funds, your own normal money, and all of that, that money they give you when you go is somebody else's money that came that day, so they can give you. But your own that you put in 2 years ago, three, the actual cash, it joined up with other monies and was dumped into Argentina's bonds, national bonds, which they are hoping to get returns over the next 5-10 years. Money doesn't sit down and give birth. There's nothing like that. Money gets invested. People buy from them. People give back. That's how profit comes back. Then it comes back to that bank. The profitability of a bank is not from the people that just put money in it. It's what they did with the money you put in it. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's my question. Please, one part. Where did you think the money you put in MMA or Bitcoin will come back from? Bitcoin, forget MMM. Where do you think it will come from? What do you think they did with your money when they collected it from you? That's all I'm asking. Yes. What did they tell you?
What they told me was that they use it to give other companies. They partner with companies, so they do import and export. Yes.
Clearly.
Sorry. They said they use the money to do import and exports with other
invest
companies.
Invest it.
Yeah. So once they get the returns, they will...
Who has heard this before when you were getting involved? Now, I am more shocked by the fact that most of you didn't care, like, at all. You didn't care. You're just like, all I need is money to come back from it. Did it work for you? All they know is it works. All right, we are going to wrap up soon. This brother is raising his hand. I don't know what he wants to say. All this free knowledge. Now say someone will give 200 naira free. Okay.
Therefore,
that you save them 200,000.
The MMM actually and the other ones were able to sit down at home and draw the chart. Then I'll use my friends actually. So I know how to plan the money to be within my friends and my circle. Then the thing is that the trick was that one person must be old at the end of the day. One person is going to receive the money. That's the trick. So at the end of the day, we'll now create another friend under that particular person to pay the person. So it is just a mathematical permutation that we can do that to make it happen. Then for Bitcoin, actually, that one is just system codes. People don't convert their money into binaries. That is so strange and mysterious. No one understands how it works.
Till today. The police, a man was talking the other day, and he said, talked about how he was scammed. And they said, oh, the challenge is that the money went into, they told him, go to a Bitcoin exchange. So as he reported to the police, they said, no, he said, I've almost tracked the person down. They said, we can't be involved legally. There's no law against these people. He said, you can't do anything. You've lost it. They're going to a Bitcoin thing. You've lost it. Okay, his own. He was almost defrauded, but he wasn't. But if his money had gone in, it would have been lost. You know? And he told him, you know, he wants... Ha! Sister Geraldine, we'll blame you. Yes?
Friends, but what I say at work now that happens is they say, okay, we're investing in sheep, we're investing in rice, we're investing in... The only thing that flags it is that you have... They'll tell you they'll give you an interest in 2 months of 45%, 50%.
Okay, so that's the second... Now that I've had a bit of an answer about it, that they say they will invest it. Second point, which is why I told you about shares. Put down your hand, don't worry, I'm not answering. Do you remember when I told you about shares? How the dividend comes back, small amounts. This is where, again, I can slightly forgive young, foolish people. I don't have any mercy for an older person. Other than that, you're greedy. How can they give you back 45%? Who does that? What did we do to get back enough to give you back 45%? What could we possibly have done to multiply money like that, that out of it we gave you 45%? How many of you have ever been part of a shop, any business? Small shop, big shop, any shop. Profit margin is how much? Who has gone to market before? Who has sat with someone sitting down planning how they will sell something? How much was the profit they added per good? 10 naira. Depending on the size of the thing. Most, if it's small things, 5 naira, 10 naira is added. 10 naira on top of something that costs 1,000 naira or 800 naira or even 500 naira. 10 naira is what percent? Walk with me. Huh? Listen carefully. So you don't say, pastor, that pastor is just talking about what he does not know. Listen. If 500 naira is the item you bought, you actually bought it 490. You're selling it 500. And you're making 10 naira on it. Yes? And that is less than 1%. If you came to invest with me, how much can I possibly give you? Okay, let us say I bought it 400 and I'm selling it 500. Let's make it better. What percent is that? 20. 20% now. 100 of 500 is 20% of 500. Yes? Do you understand? 20% for the main person. Then I say, come and invest with me. How much can I possibly give you as your share from my 20%? 5, 2. So I'm asking you, someone said they'll give you 45%. You didn't shout, immediately start shouting, ole, 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 thief. You stood there and said, you can't see, you're not thinking. 45% because you are the who of the what. You are what? I'll give you 45%. How much did we buy it? Does anybody understand?
Yes,
it's impossible. How you know it's a fraud? I could have said this at the beginning. You would not believe me. How you know it's a fraud is the impossibility of the returns. is either the person is stealing it, which should have made you run away. I mean, the thing they are bringing to you, they are stealing it. Two, he's planning to scam you. Once it sounds too good to be true, it is true. It is true. It's too good to be true. That is how you know a scam. Someone tells you, if I was to be a scammer, it's very easy. Say, listen to me. This investment, we are not producing money from the air. Hey, okay, so this is under the How to Get God Punish You series. Don't ever take my evil advice, though. I'm preaching. I need my people to understand. You want to scam someone successfully. If you do this thing, God will punish you. I'm just telling you. You want to scam people successfully. Tell them, sir, the returns on this thing is even good. A whole 10%. Abba, sir. Even banks are giving 5-6. That's very good banks. Yes, 10%. If you invest 100,000, a whole 10,000, that's a magnificent return. Magnificent. But when the person stands in front of you and tells you, sir, if you put in 100,000, you're getting no less than 40,000 back. Immediately take off running. There's fraud there. It's too good. It's too good. Except he's the primary investor, not the one you say, I'm the one there. I just want to carry you along. It's a lie. You have lost that money. And that's the clearest way you can prove it. Just give them the money. Did you hear my loving advice at the end? If this is hard for you, just give. Keep giving away your money. How many of you have lost money to Bitcoin stories? Raise your hands. How many of you have family members who have lost money to Bitcoin? Raise your hands. Raise it high. You and your family members or whoever, but someone you know closely, that includes yourself. Oh yeah, you have lost money. And the money paying you. Okay, it didn't pay you. Whether it paid you or not, raise the hand. I want to look at the hands. Put down your hands. How many of you gained back? You lost, you gained. You have gained more than you lost. 1, 2, 3. Put down your hand. How many of you gained more than you lost because you ran away and didn't invest again? Or you are still investing. You've kept putting back money in the place. Out of the three hands. Did you raise your hand before? You can't raise your hand for this one now. You ran away. You didn't go back, Abby. Self-control saved you. You ran away. You didn't go back. Your own is what? You're still actively... Say it to him in Igbo because I don't think you understand what I said. How many of you know those three hands that went up and said they gained more than they lost? That the only reason is after you saw that man, after he put in the thing under, when they got back the first one, they took off. So, because you choose not to continue being greedy, you escaped. That's all. You exercise self-control. Didn't something say you should do it again? Didn't something say, do it again, but you held yourself. That's what saved you. And that's exactly the point of my exhortation. Don't be greedy. Don't even be greedy in the first place. Them, they are just lucky. How many of you, the first time you put, you were beaten? First time. Since then, you've walked around with half your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. First, no second chance. No mercy. God, but God's mercy is available for you. All right. Believe it or not, because I promised it, I'm going to do a summarized version. In the next 5 minutes, I'm giving you the rest of how you welcome the Lord. Verse 1 told you to sing praise about his goodness and kindness. Then God took time to show mercy to somebody who is planning to lose big money. If you like, don't have sense. Make sure you give God glory to God eventually. Number 2, pursue a blameless life. I'll ponder the way that is blameless. Read with me. When will you come to me? That's how I got this message. When will you come to me? Why was this guy singing of mercy and justice? And why is he pondering the way that is blameless? That is, why is he learning a lifestyle that is blameless? Answer. Because he is waiting for God to come to him. Do you understand this? If you want the Lord to come to you, you will sing of mercy and justice, and you will learn, you will ponder, you will study. What I just did now was an example of a study in blamelessness regarding investment matters. Do you understand? That was a practical, so you don't look at it and say, oh, pastor, well, let him leave it. If he's not involved, he shouldn't discourage other people. You have not pondered the way that is blameless. I just showed you the blameworthiness, and I use this house here as a life study. And every hand that went up has lost money. And every hand that did not lose money put in once and took off running. It shows you it's not a blameless way. It's an exceedingly dangerous way. He leads you in paths of righteousness by still waters, by green pastures, fruitful lands. Wildernesses become fruitful fields and they become fruitful orchards. But here you are going down a path that gets drier and drier. Hey, your way is not blameless. Do you understand this? Number 2 point, I've said, is pursue a blameless life. Study it and pursue it. Don't be careless. Don't be quick to do things. Never jump up and run because someone said money is to be gotten. Don't jump up. Sit down. Don't move. Don't move. Sit down and say, God, show me mercy. I heard a preacher say years ago, he knew a man who never lost a dime in his investments. How? Before he did anything, he prayed about it. Sometimes you miss a meal, wait on the Lord, say, Lord, lead me, Lord, speak to me. He was a businessman. And he said the man was very wealthy, even times of recession. That man, it doesn't matter how the thing looked, when he invested in it, it eventually did well. Why? Because he only got his wisdom from God. He refused to walk by his eyes, not to talk about greed. The church right now is very greedy. Preachers prepared them for MMM, told them, if you give God like this, God will give you back like magic. So when MMM came, which was not a church thing, but it took away church people's money in large, large billions. Because the church had been used to prep them. So instead of the wealth of the righteous, or the wicked going to righteous, so-called, the so-called righteous wealth went to the wicked. Don't you know that's against the law of God? That shows those so-called righteous are actually wicked. And those so-called wicked are more righteous than they. Greed is one of the 3 things that would deprive you of your inheritance. 3 major categories. Ephesians chapter 5. Immorality, impurity, and greed, which is idolatry. Those 3 things are the things that you cannot have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And greed is very popular in the church. It is preached like the good news. Be very clear on the matter of greed, of mammon. You know what happened when we saw that vision? That vision, when he took the keys from the pastor and gave him a suitcase of money, at the front of the church, there were a group of beings dressed like SWAT soldiers, fully armored. And there was a group of angels blocking them from entering the church. As the pastor handed over his authority in the inner office, before that demon spirit walked out, the moment he handed over that, the angels that were standing in front of the church blocking the way parted. And those black garbed beings stormed the church and started shooting at people. But when they shoot at you, it's like it sucks out your spirit, sucks it out. And the whole church was, and they were like zombies. Their flesh was rotting. Go online, you should see these visions. Their flesh was rotting. They were struggling. And they left that church and rushed out to go and share their so-called good news. And everywhere, people were. And when they did that, some principalities in the heavenly realm, powerful things like that, they were laughing, mocking them. And sewing up the heavens with like needle and hammer. They're sewing the clouds. They were sewing it, stitching it together like some plastic things, sealing the heavens. Things were falling from their eyes. They laughed till they cried. That those tears, when it fell down and hit the earth, it was burning the flesh of the people who were going around like in evangelistic groups, spreading this good news. And wherever they spread their news, their disaster followed. Now, we saw this in 2:16. How many of you? Now, we barely talk about these things. Because you don't need to know the vision to read your Bible. I didn't know what I know from hearing visions. I read my Bible. And I looked at it and said, you shouldn't be greedy. I've lived, I've walked, I've schooled, I've done what can be done. Before I became a full-time pastor, I've walked. I know how to be blessed, be free of curses, and then be hard-working. Go home after your boss. Be perfectly honest. Integrity should be your son. What is it? Keep looking for an excuse. Work hard. One of our sisters just got a certificate for best overall worker of the company and all of that. Others, I asked in the first meeting we had, the family meeting, and I said, why do our people go to places and their bosses like them? In spite of all their existing weakness, why do their bosses like them? All that, because they try to be faithful. They learn to be patient. From sitting in long Bible study meetings, when their colleagues are grumpy and complaining, they sit in one place. They behave well. They always stand out. This is not, you know, there was a time all my people were students. They are no more all students. They've been workers for years. There are workplaces that whenever the owner of the place looks for a new worker, they call me. They say, do you have people? I am their supplier of staff. Because our people have been proven to be trustworthy. Do you think you got that from quoting a Bible verse at them? No, but you have integrity, we have work. This is not theory. Be properly behaved in this world. God will give you favor. This conference we are having, one of them was to come. All that, and time was running out. And it's a leader. I told her, no, you need to come. She said, sorry, they are closing tomorrow. I was talking with her by 12 midnight. I said, tell your boss that I expect you to be here. She sent a message to the boss. The boss freed her immediately. Just hand over tomorrow. Change everything. Someone that won the best staff of the year. Soon they say, you must be there. How can you not be there? And she's in charge. She's the HR over everybody. They freed her. And freed her. I could tell you many stories. Office stories, not church stories. Office stories. Behave well. Your boss will like you. When you don't even have problems, they'll dash you money. Can tell you many stories. Behave well. A boss I used to have who complained to my wife. I said, I don't even know what's wrong with your husband. He never asked for help. I'll mistakenly ask, sorry. I would have done it, but I don't have a generator. A generator has landed in my house. And not a cheap one. The type they don't, Yamaha, they didn't even sell it. They told, keep this one. This one is 300,000. This is how many years ago. These other ones are 50 something thousand. The same generator, but this one is 300,000. They would just move it. Because I have to say, my house, I didn't have a table and a chair. If I think it happens. And I've never borrowed someone's shoe to wear, someone's shirt to wear. I'm a contented person. Always been. So you tell my wife, say that your husband, I don't know. Why does he doesn't ask? If I asked, after I left the workplace, they're still giving me money. Will you go to work complaining? You're grumbling. You can't wait. You wait on your marks. 5:00. Good night, sir. You think God is smiling at you? You are most dismayed. You don't understand. You think, oh, LM is a preacher. I was a worker. I've worked. I've worked in offices. I've worked. I've been a secular, in quotes, person. I loved God still. I feared God. I respected God. I teach you what I've practiced. I'm not teaching you what I've not done. Behave well. Your boss is they complain about you. They complain about you tomorrow. Then you got me say, I don't even know persecution. If I slap you with persecution, you are an annoyance. Do you please the ones over you? Are you displeasing? I was more passionate than some of my bosses. I was more passionate in the work than them. They almost used to tell me, cool down. Now it's okay. Let's lose that one. I was more on fire for what is not my business. Other staff sometimes disliked me because it's like, why you carry it on your head? I don't know any other way to carry anything. It's only on my head. It's only on my head. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it. Did he say whatsoever you do in church? He said whatsoever you do. So whatever I did with all my might. I did it as unto the Lord, not as unto man. So again, somebody, you want the new year to be better? Change. Now you don't have to be working in an office for this to be applicable. You may be in your parents' home. Whatever you do, do as unto the, not unto daddy, mommy. You're sweeping the floor. You're sweeping it as unto man. Sweep it properly. You're mopping. You're cooking. You're going to the market. You're doing whatever you're doing. Do it as unto the Lord. Don't do it any other way. Other than that, you better step away. If you come near to me and say, please pray for me. I'm asking for favor in my workplace. I will slap your head. You might lose hair. Don't ask for those kinds of prayers. It's not time for that. I've prayed those prayers for people and it's because they work hard. I've seen them work hard. Then I turn casually. Father, I thank you. I ask for recompense. Maybe they just finished spending a lot of money coming here. And these are real stories. And suddenly they are being given back left, right, and center. More than they spent. I'll ask for favor for you. I say, in the workplace, find favor. And they find favor like magic. Not when you're displeasing and unacceptable. Is this clear? I said 5 minutes. I used 2 minutes and I blew the rest. Let me use the remaining 3 minutes from the other side. Oh yeah, pay attention. All else that follows, everybody, from verse 3 down. Go back to verse 2. Everything, do you see, I will walk in my house with integrity of heart. I'll ponder the way of the blameless. Everything from there down is the way of integrity. Everything from that verse down to verse 8. Example, specific acts of house cleaning. That's your home, your spiritual home, that shows a desire to please your Lord at his time of visitation. Remember, he said, when will you come to me? How you will decide when he comes to you is by how you prepare. How should you prepare? Oh yeah, verse by verse. Verse by verse. One, I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. Are you there? Two, I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. There are people that used to follow God. They have fallen away. I will not do what they used to do. Are you seeing? Worthless things are ungodly things. Don't watch it. Don't listen. Don't enjoy worthless, useless, evil things. Next. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know nothing of evil. There are people that have a perverse heart. When they are around you, they bend over, they whisper. It's perversion. It's bad stuff. Do not keep them. Let them depart from you. Don't read it in a novel. We used to read novels like we are crazy. If you listen, read the content of a perverse heart. Watch the imaginations of a perverse heart. It will rub off on you. Know nothing of evil. Those who plan evil, don't be a part of them. Next, whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Bros, let me just tell you something. Shey, you see that guy? Hey, you put them to silence. They come, they slander people. Slandering people is like putting your hand in mud and rubbing on someone. Don't silence people who dirty people. Ask them, excuse me, this thing you're saying now, have you proven it? Why are you saying it like you heard it? Say I heard. Say they say. Don't say so and so did. Did you see? I don't care if it's your best friend. Silence them. Question, do you want the Lord to come? Do you want the Lord to come to you? Or you want your friend or this perverse person, this slanderer to keep liking you? Which one do you want? The love of a slanderer or the Lord?
The Lord.
You're going to have to make a choice, and it's a real choice. I'm not saying you silence people before you hear what they say. But if someone has been proven to be a slanderer once, twice, thrice, push them away from your life. Have you heard me? The one with haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not endure. Those who think they are better than everybody else, they are prideful and all that. It will rub off on you. Pride will rub. How many of you, when you were small, especially girls, you had a friend that was proud and you started learning their attitude? Small girl, prideful, nonsensical. You started becoming like them. Now, if you could, that could happen from the influence of just a small girl. How much more? An ancient one. I don't care how flashy or how much money she has. Do not learn the ways of such people. Don't endure them. You can't enjoy. Many of you here have destroyed your life by enjoying people. When you see them, they are prideful. And the truth is, because you have low self-esteem, they make you feel like something. Who knows what I'm talking about? Okay, they make your neighbor feel like something. When they come, how are you, my friend? Three people are here. They greet nobody. Hello. They treat as though it's only you. In another, come, let's go out. Let me spoil you. Whatever they are doing, it makes you feel special. But you know their attitude is not good. They despise people. They are haughty. Don't be friends with a haughty person. The Bible says, I will not endure such people. And it's not just haughty in appearance. No, a proud heart. You know they are proud. You know. It will rub off on you. And Jesus will not come to you. Why? Because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So you have to make a choice who you choose. Will you choose the Lord's visitation? Or will you choose? So if you tell that person once or twice, hello, hey, I'm around. Do you want to sit? No, I'm not available. Once, twice, I'm not available. I'm not available. If they now ask you, is there a problem? You say, well, yes and no. Truth is, I'm not available. Second hand, you were rubbing off on me. If you want us to talk about it, you can come. You are rubbing off on me. You notice, I noticed. So I started finding like I'm behaving like you. If you want to repent now, you know I'm born again. Then you preach to them. They may repent. They may repent. But if they say, no, I like how I am, move away from them. Or the Lord will stay away from you because you have friends with those who are proud in heart. 6, verse 6. My eyes favor the faithful of the land. You want the Lord to come to you? You want the Lord to come to you.
Yes, sir.
Who will find favor in your eyes?
Faithful
people. People that are faithful in what they are to do. To be faithful means they are consistent. They are steady. Admire such people. That they may, you don't just admire them. You do what? That they may dwell with me. That means you become roommates. Are you understanding? These are the people you want to be around with. If there's something that has helped me in this life, these are the things that have helped me. It's not pray 10 hours. Kakadu, kakadu, kakakakakakak. No. People are always looking for something else. So what God does not say, you say. God says you should be friends with faithful people. All your friends are unfaithful. All the people around you, even if it's your sibling, known for unfaithfulness, is them you want to sit with. How many of you know that person that when they come, gist is sweet? Their gist is like food. When they come, you start smiling. They have not even talked yet. You're smiling. It's like you're about to watch a sweet movie. Who knows those people? If they are okay, fine. If they are just, but they are people, they are not faithful. Some of them are regaling you with stories of unfaithfulness. Those days, some of you unbelievers, some after you're born again, you're still foolish. So they come and say, ah, I hung them out to dry. It is saying I apply the place. See my account now. You're hanging out with a crook. You're admiring the stories of a fast girl. A fast girl. Say, I cleaned him out. The guy in a MAGA. This gives you delight. See, your eyes have favored the unfaithful of the land. Jesus will not come to you. What has it to do with you? But if you are faithful, you will dwell with people who are faithful. It will rub off on you. You will become a faithful person if you keep company with the faithful. Is this clear? It will rub off on you. He who walks in the way of integrity shall minister to me. Someone with a good heart. Those are the people that you want to employ, have around you, serve you. Can you help me get food? Can you do this? You want people with integrity. You don't want people that every time they are coming, well done, sir. Sir, have you heard? Sir, have you heard? Sir, Sir, that man is not a good man, sir. Just a nasty person. Unfaithful people. Sneaking around people. To minister means to serve. You're to favor those. Now, sometimes I don't pity some people because God is punishing them. They pick people that are like them. No problem. Because I wonder, why do you have to, don't you care about someone, knowing anything about someone before you pick them to serve you? And then you find out, Ty, this person has stolen me dry. Who knows any big person that has been stolen dry? I was talking with the owner of a business one some months ago and he was telling me how God knows how much he has been robbed of. And this is someone that has been with him for years. Then he brought the other one there. So that's an unfaithful, almost always females. It was a place I used to go to. Now you go, you know, for they say, and then, welcome, sir. High level crook. Do you know someone is a crook when they are generating receipts that don't exist? You're getting receipts from companies of services rendered that you never rendered. You didn't hear me. Receipts. This is not just how they stole money. No, they generate documents. While you come in, you see them. God forbid fall into the hands of people that are unfaithful. God forbid. God forbid. They are unfaithful people. Such people should not work for you. Those of you that don't care, everybody, I've seen people who have crooks as their assistants. Why? Because they are crooks. They need crooked people. Who knows this? Who knows what I'm just saying? Yeah, there are people who need crooks. I don't know if it's true. It's not important. One funny story about Zeribe. Anton Zeribe. Whoever heard the story, say his two sons. One came and said, "Daddy, I need money to go to school," and all that. Wrote the exact list of honest things. He said the man was a billionaire. Who knew Anton Zeribe? They say he refused to give him the money. This is not in the Bible. It may be a lie. But one Igbo boy was telling me many years ago. And then, from his village, I think. And then he said the other one came, told lies and all that. He said he gave that one. The point he was trying to teach them, you cannot just be straightforward. A terrible story. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who tells lies shall stand in my presence. Are you seeing this? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma. Do you tell lies? Do you practice deceit? You will not stand. You will not be where Jesus comes. Because of you, Jesus will not come to a place. If you enjoy having liars around you, don't be asking, why am I not experiencing God? You like liars. You must clear the space of dishonesty so the Lord can come. Finally, verse 8. Every morning, I will remove all the wicked of the land. Say commitment. Is this person committed? He wakes up in the morning hunting out the wicked every morning. Bang, 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 bang. You see any wicked person here? This is commit. How many of you understand that if you want Jesus to come, you must be committed? It's not casual. That I may cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Every evildoer. Why is he? Because he wants the Lord to come to him. So as King David said, I will clean up my space. Do you understand this message? Yes. Have you learned anything?
Yes,
apart from Bitcoin?
Yes,
okay. Apart from freedom from greed. In this year you are entering, and speaking to the normal folk, you must seek freedom from greed. You must be free of falsehood. Integrity must be your commitment. Then some of you that have seemed to lose God's favor, you will experience it. And you look back and say, I didn't know it could be this easy. You will sweat and you work hard. No question. The earth is still under a curse. However, if you will be faithful at what you do, enduring the times of hardship, when the Lord smiles on you, things will be transformed. I'd like us to stand to our feet. We have another meeting by 5, so our Bitcoin matter. Whoever that was, that God showed that amount of love. If you do nothing with it, even me, I should pray a bad prayer for you. I want us to thank the Lord. 15 seconds. I'm grateful for the things I've heard today. Some of you have been forewarned. You don't know yet. But a temptation is about to come that will say, come, so you get big money. And God just warned you. Tell him thank you. Grateful for the light. Grateful for the instruction. Grateful for illuminations. We rejoice. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, because we spoke on it so strongly, I want you to say, Lord, rid me of greed and from greedy people. All these seeds of greed are still in me. Whatever my excuse. But things were hard. So that doesn't excuse you. Why don't you go and steal in the market? Go and steal in the market. If greed is okay, go and steal in the market. You know it's not okay. But you don't mind stealing online. You don't mind stealing with your phone, with a computer. It's still theft. Don't carry money that is not your own and run away. Don't be involved in crooked things. Stop giving yourself excuses. Stop joining a crowd to do evil and saying it's not so bad. But there are many righteous people doing it. Don't be unserious. Those righteous people may not have received the light you have received. And even if they have and made a choice, you'll be judged personally on the day of judgment, not as a crowd. As long as you went into a place and expected sudden riches. The Bible, Solomon the wealthy told you that sudden riches develop wings and fly away. Why should you give money to a winged thing? Pray that God should rid you of greed. Help you work hard. Rid me of greed. Help me work hard. Integrity and faithfulness. Let it be my watchword. Pray, 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 pray. Lord God, rid me of greed. Purge me of greed. Remove all forms of greed from me. Oh, Jesus. Make us new. 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 Elem velebe shandula kialambadu shipre telegandu daya. Purge them. Purge, purge, purge on every side. Teach them contentedness, oh Lord Jesus. Teach them to sit in your face. Give them your light. Thank you. We rejoice with you and give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally. Well, not really finally. Preparing to meet our God is not a passive act. You don't sit there and say, well, if he comes, he will come. That's what many say. But I found that in my personal experience, and many of you have found that, you made a concerted effort and the Lord came to you. You took yourself before God. You went to church. You went to meetings. You woke up early. You read your Bible. You made an effort to obey what you were told. And then you started experiencing God. Good. Now, if you want him to dwell where you are, indwell, you want it stronger, more. You want to be sure that, God, I wish I knew what God wants me to do. You want him to speak to you? There's a price you pay. What is that price? That price is the price of listening and obeying. You are going to listen and you are going to obey. But to listen and to obey, you must remove the things that stop you from listening. That was that list. Perversion, slander, lies, wickedness, wrongdoing of all kinds, pride. Remove anything that puts you at risk. How will you remove it? How did I remove it? How have so many removed throughout the ages? Amongst the ways they remove, you make yourself unavailable for them. I am too cowardly a person to tell someone, go away from me. I can't ever remember telling someone that, except in jest. I'm joking, and in jest, I said, move away, Joe. That's a joke. But to directly tell someone, some people are hard, tough. They can do that. I can't. So how did I get free of many things in this world? I went to God and spent time with him. That kind of takes away things. When you are in your room in the face of God, a lot, reading your Bible and praying, reading Christian books, listening to messages. If you do that, I'm talking about 20-something years ago as a university student, as I was growing in the Lord. That automatically took care of the challenge of being available for everybody everywhere. So the chances of many people messing me up with their issues didn't even exist because there was too little time left for me to spend with them. If I'm with you, I like to spend time with people. That's the funny thing. I'm not an introvert in that sense. You can't place me really, but I'm not. If I see people, I can be with them from morning till night. Just think, you know. But if you are not around me and you are away for 1 month, I am fine too. I am saying I've made the Lord my safe place. So if I'll go back from a class and I kneel down by my bed to pray briefly or talk to the Lord, you see, you may have come in right then. You can say, oh boy, how far now? How today go now? And just for nothing. Now, if you came before I knelt down, I may have not knelt down. I'm happy to see you. But I'm saying it just wasn't possible. Because I was either in a meeting, a fellowship meeting, multiple fellowship meetings. I was here, I was there, I was in all those things. As a grown-up man, then a family man, similar. I'm committed to what I'm to do. I'm here, I'm there, I'm here, I'm there. So where's the time to stay and have time to talk with slanderers? So the only threat that could exist, if there's any threat, could be from family. But external distractions, almost non-existent. I don't carry myself going, I'm going to visit this. I'm strolling. I don't stroll. Going here, going there, going here. Mm-mm. I'm trying to finish the book of Luke. No, I'm covering. There's this thing I'm doing. I'm catching up. That will remove a lot. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Ask God for the self-control to remove from your life the things that will pull you down. Ask him, Lord, power, strength, wisdom. Power, strength, and wisdom. to only seek the faithful of the land, to keep company with the faithful of the land, to keep company with the faithful, the faithful, the faithful of the land, in books, in messages, in time spent. Let me enjoy the company of the righteous, only those who love you, only those who exalt you. Let me hear them. Let me visit them. Let them visit me. Let me spend time with those who fear the Lord. Deliver me from wasting time with godless fellows, people who do not fear you. May no pressure keep me in the company of unrighteous souls. May no pressure, every spirit of cowardice, I rebuke you. I will not spend time with wicked people. I will not have their time. I will not read their books. I will not listen to their music. I will not run after their movies. I will not enjoy evil. I will not dwell in darkness. I will remove perversion from before my eyes. Thank you, Lord God. Ari barava cubre beke de gabagabuga de galagada, shigala gonde gada, isato legando badu sape. Arabaraba. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray for you. Now, do you notice I didn't say you should pray that Jesus should come? What for? If you do the one, the other will happen. Do you understand me? No, no, you're waiting. Oh, Lord, come to me. Do the one. He will come. Get rid of perversion. Dwell with the faithful. Those who love God, fear God, He will come. It's automatic. Whether it's in a church setting like this or in your room, and you all, we want to rent a place and stay, you look for a righteous, God-fearing person, you stay with them. It's deliberate in class. You want to sit down. Next, you form a habit of sitting next to someone who fears the Lord, not looking for some lousy person who bends over, who opens their phone and puts rubbish in your face. You don't know to avoid that person for life, apart from preaching to them. You can sit down next to him and say, it's not me. It's not me. I don't know what he always likes to talk about. It's not me. It's you. You took your butt and sat it down there. You shouldn't have stayed near them. You have to avoid them like the plague. But you choose to downplay it. Make a choice to do what is right. When I was a student, I sat in front. Noisemakers and bad people do not like sitting in front. They go to the bar. Yes? No? I sat at the front. Why? One, I want to hear the lecturer. What did we come to school for? Two, why would I be there where they murmur and joke and laugh? On serious people. Did I have issues with classmates? No. Everybody was friendly with me. There's nobody that didn't know my name or call me or talk to me. I wasn't weird in any way. Everybody said, hi. I was normal. I was a normal person. Normal in that sense. But there's no way I'm standing with you up to 30 seconds complete. Who knows what will come out of your mouth? There's one friend I had, one classmate. He wanted to tell you one joke. Year one, he said one, So he looks slightly embarrassed. Even when I was an older person and you're with a bigger person and he tells a dirty joke. And I'm not laughing. You not tell that joke again where I am. Not laughing. How can I be laughing at a dirty joke? You ought not to have told such a joke. Why do you even tell such a joke? But I can't tell you that. You're way older than me. Maybe you're my boss. So I got to keep my face straight. You stop telling the joke. People must recognize that the space you are in is for the Lord to come to. Are you hearing me? All right. So I want to pray for you. Remember, it's not a passive act. It's not crying, Lord, come to me. No. It is doing what Psalm 101 says. Get rid of liars and deceivers from your space in this world. Don't. I know we've been friends since we're small. Does he fear God? Stop being friends with him. He'll drag you down with him to the lake of fire. So I want to see you. Tell them, come to church. People who come after our girls, tell them, come to church. You see me in church. Some of them came. They are here. They got born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost. They are here. They have left the girl. They are here, seeking the Lord. It's girl that brought them. But Jesus caught them. What's wrong with that? That's a beautiful thing. Check, where can I see you? 15 Ikpa Road, topmost floor. Steady. Oh, Jesus, we are not to lose battles. We are to win battles. But when you don't even know it's a battle, you have lost it already. When you understand this is a war for our souls, why do you need Jesus to be with you? Because it's with him. Your life is hid in him, in Christ, in God. the enemy can't touch you in him. Is this clear? Then you don't need to go into warfare against darkness. How can you have darkness when you're in the center of light? Do you understand this warfare model? It's a warfare model that has the Lord with him. The Lord in the midst of his people. No enemy can stand. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands. Father, I'm asking for everyone here who is truly desirous of your visitation. I'm bringing them specifically for those who are in bondage and want to be free. You know the hearts of every man. Some are under, anyone that is under a demonic bondage. Not just normal bondage, a bondage of fear, fear of rejection. You're so afraid of being left alone that you can be friends with anything as long as they give you a little attention. You spirit of fear, your time is up. You spirit of rejection, your time is up.
Amen.
You spirit of lies that says you cannot be left alone with only God. God will not satisfy you or help you or be enough. You spirit. Everybody, if this is your prayer, say it. If it's not, don't say it. This is spiritual warfare. Say, Father,
I renounce
every spirit,
every attachment,
every inclination,
every form of bondage
that exalts itself
over my relationship with you.
I want you
to dwell with me.
And everything else
to be secondary.
Every spirit that may have found a place
in my life.
I renounce you.
Fear.
Be gone.
Lies.
Be gone. Cowardice.
Be gone.
A love for slander. Be gone. Slander be gone. On my tongue. And on the tongues of those around me. I choose Jesus. And his company. May the faithful of God.
Be attracted to me.
May they be my friends. Heavenly and earthly. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I stand and I ask, be it unto them according to this word.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Fear, be gone.
Amen.
Spirit of slander, I set you afire. Parakuire kele gadu shata. Burn out of lips. Burn. Burn out in the name of Jesus. Burn out. Every double tongue. Uncontrollable itching in the mouth that leads to expressions that don't make sense. Everything imparted, even if you're latent, you haven't shown yourself, you've been imparted and you've been laying low. Angel of the Lord, fish it out. Le fumbele baraba, hook it and drag it out in the name of Jesus. According to your words, be it unto them. According to your words, be it unto them. I ask that a fire rest on the head of every enemy of God in this place. Every spirit that is an enemy. Every spirit that is an enemy. In your brain, in your mind. Spirits that create agitation, that create worry, that leads to greed. Spirit of fear. Fear of tomorrow. Spirit that leads to compromise. Spirit that will even say things like, if you do this thing, God can forgive you. If you just do it. Ah, that spirit. Be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They've chosen the Lord. Your right is removed. You do not have a right. Your lies stand no place. You will not succeed in your efforts and in your endeavors.
Amen.
This is not a threat. I decree it by the authority of Jesus. Be it unto them according to their words.
Amen.
Father, as that the work continue and not stop until they are completely free. Bondages are broken.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of you, so as you sleep in the night, you're going to have, well, it's okay. Because it's not in one way, but you will have and hear and understand that there's been a separation from things. You see situations where things are running off, things are accusing you, things are weeping, crying and saying, why did you do this? That is because they've been driven, and probably for some of you that need a token, you're not sure, you're like, well, really? Or some of you are like, did anything really happen? And the Lord, I pray, will show you and you see, no, something happened. Something happened. Some of you need tokens. If nothing happens, we don't see anything, you're going to go on acting normally. You're going to say, well, nothing really. But the Lord will allow you to have tokens, indicators. Some of you will be confronted with real life situations that you would have reacted a certain way, running after it or running away from this. But you will not react the same way. And you wonder, how did this change? Remember, by your words you are justified and by your words you are condemned. By your mouth, if you said, Lord, I don't want this, the Lord hears and he acts on your behalf. But when you embrace something, who is the Lord to come between you and your loved one? If you reject darkness and choose light and light, he comes to you. Father, I'm asking that you come to them all.
Amen.
Come with power and come with might.
Amen.
I ask for a spirit of hard work.
Amen.
And integrity.
Amen.
Let it rest on them all.
Amen.
Give them a commitment to that which is good.
Amen.
Bless them.
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 Amen.
With your presence, bless them.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Two announcements. Don't sit down. If you have an offering, you can drop it. That's not one of the announcements. The announcement is, I'll pray for everyone that is a first timer. This is your first time. I've not prayed for you before. I will pray for you briefly in the administrative office to my right. The ushers will guide you. If you came during the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the prophetic intercessory teams are to minister to you. They will minister to you briefly because we have another meeting by 5. So if you came during the week, you've never been prayed for by the prophetic intercessory teams, they will share prophetic words of things past, present, or future. So wait behind briefly. If you say, no, I want to go, which is not a deal, you can come next Sunday. It's only on Sundays we do that, and then we can pray for you. Then I have no qualms, but I will pray for all first timers quickly. Second major thing is, we are not having a morning meeting from tomorrow, the 25th. So don't come and say, I thought you have come. See, you are here now. So this is tomorrow's meeting plus today. We have come. The only meeting we're having is a continuation, the last day of the 6 days of apostolic education. So tomorrow evening is the meeting we are having. Tomorrow evening. Now, for those that have been part of that apostolic education series, you've been part of it. You've been coming from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, you can join us. Anybody can join us this evening. But there's a special meeting we're having for those that have been part of it from the first day. And that will be, you'll be told, an all-night meeting. You'll be informed. So tomorrow, 25th December, we're having a 5 o'clock meeting. That's it. It's a 5 o'clock meeting. I hope that's clear. Don't come in the morning. We will not be here. I hope that's clear. All right. Then some of you that have been in the meetings from the beginnings, you'll be contacted about an all-night meeting that we will be having. Father, we thank you. Bless them today. Bless the work of their hands.
Amen.
Prosper them.
Amen.
Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
We pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.